Okay. We're here on Shin Sadi Tess. I think what right? We're up to the Vav. We started, I think, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Chshuvim Kiregalim Levat Alaveus. Right, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is Machloikus in the Mishnah in Moed Katan. But we pass in both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Amavat Alaveus. And from here, by the way, you see that Rosh Hashanah Shinah Toisus had set a premise that the thing that's Mavat Alaveus is the Mitzvah Simcha. So that demonstrates that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a kind of at least have a kind of simcha. Obviously, it's not the simcha like Yontif, of especially in Kippur, Vachil Vishtir, but the simcha is, the Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, that the simcha is because Lifnei Hashem. And that which is the source of simcha is always this encounter with Kodesh Baruch Hu and being Lifnei Hashem, as the Torah always says by simcha, Smachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, there's also a mitzvah simcha because the possibility of doing tshuva and the kiras elokim, that also is a form of simcha. So therefore, we pass on also therefore, if somebody would be an ovel, shiva began before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah would cancel the shiva, and Yom Kippur would come and cancel the shloshim. We spoke about last, you know, the different shittas in the shoinim. That's Shmini Atzeres. Why Shmini Atzeres is not Mavatel? I mean, some Yishon hold that you can only be Mavatel once, but the way we hold is that it's Mavatel both.
But not with Shmini Atzeres.
Right, so Shmini Atzeres is other reasons, which right. We're going to speak about in a second.
Again.
Right.
More than
enough. Nog Shor Achas Lifnei HaPesach, also Shor Shuva, Kizayin, V'chesimei ha-Pesach alei tesvav u'mashlum aleim tesvav acher. So Pesach will knock off the shiva, and then the Pesach itself, the chag, is 8 days. So alei tesvav means this in Chutz La'aretz u'mashlum aleim tesvav acher. Shor achas. Lifnei Atzeres Chshuva Kishiva V'Atzeres Kevin Shim Lo Hikriv Karbonos Atzeres V'Atzeres Yesh Lo Tashlum and Kol Shiva Choshev Kishiva. Right, this is Machlokes also in the Machlokes in the Mishnah where the Shiva is Mevatel Avelus Bizman Hazer, since as though the reason, you know, is apparently you need a Yontif of 7 days in order to Mevatel Avelus. So is Shvuas called 7 days? So it is because this tashlumin called shiva. If a person didn't bring the korbanei hachag, he can bring the korbanei hachag even afterwards. And therefore, we pass them even bismanazer, as I said, machlokes tanoim. Yesh lo tashlumin called shiva. Choshev kishiva have yudal umashmain tesayin achem v'yom sheni shal cheres ola leminyan hatesayin. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this halacha. That
Why would we even have a question of Shavuos if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur clearly one day?
Right.
And there's no Tashlum.
It seems from the Lashon Hashanah also that the seven is before, meaning the first seven are from just the Shachas of Nei Atzeres, and then the Regal knocks it out, and then we get an additional seven because of the Tashlum.
Right. So I'm going to talk about this. The Gemara has a. How do we know? Just talk about this halach of tashlum by Atzeres. How do we know that there is a halach of tashlum by Atzeres? If a person didn't bring the karbonis on Pesach, so he can bring it the entire Pesach. If a person didn't bring the karbonis sukkos, he can bring it the entire sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres. How do we know that tashlum after Shavuos, after it's already a Yom Chol? So the Gemara learns it. Amar Belozer, Amar Oisha. minayin natzeres sheyesh tashlum kol shiva shenema b'chak ha-matzus b'chak ha-shvuas u'b'chak ha-sukas makas chak ha-shvuas l'chak ha-matzus ma-matzus ma-chak ha-matzus yesh lo tashlum kol shiva av-chak ha-shvuas yesh lo tashlum kol shiva. However, if you look at the Rambam quotes the Salacha, he just adds a few words. The Rambam is in Perek Alfa Chikig Halacha Zayin. Mi shelo chog b'yontif avishin shel chak ha-sukos chogeg es kol ha-regel u'b'yontif ha-achron shu shmini va'af ha-shmini tashlumi rishin hu v'chein mi shelo chog b'yom chak ha-shvuas chogeg kol shiva v'yesh lo tashlumi kol shisha yomim shel achron chak ha-shvuas v'dovez em b'pi ha-shmu nema shel chak ha-shvuas k'chak ha-matzos l'tashlumi. So the way the Ram phrases it, says the Chag HaShavuos, I mean, Chag HaMatzos, it sounds like somehow, you know, there are two ways you can interpret this halacha, that this tashlum by Shavuos. One is that this tashlum, a new halacha, right? But from the way the Ram phrases it, Chag HaMatzos, you get the impression, I mean, it's not mukach, but the halacha is that Shavuos is, you know, Shavuos doesn't end, even though the you know, for Yisrael Halach and so on, Shavuos is over. But as relates to Tashlumin, it's not just Halach, there's a Tashlumin after Shavuos. As relates to Tashlumin, it's still called Shavuos. So when you bring the Korban, let's say, the Olas Riyah and so on, all the Korbanos, Shamash Simcha as well, that those Korbanos are, it's still called Shavuos for, as relates to Havos HaKorban. So if we look in the Mishnah in Moed Katan, the Mishnah says, this is on Daf Yud Tesamid Aleph, Rabbi Lozer Omak, Mishachov Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres K'Shabbos. Because he holds, since you need, in order for it to be mevatel, it has to be a yontif of 7 days, and therefore Shavuos Bishman is there, it's only 1 day after the Churban, so he considers it like 1 day. The Chachamim Omrim, the Atzeres Kirigolim. So, just look at the lashon of the Mishnah. I'm just going to get it more cut.
Boaz is coming tomorrow.
Yeah, he's flying today, right?
Yeah, he's coming to our house tomorrow.
Oh, he's coming to your house?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's cool. He's sleeping over, or he's...
No, just...
stopping by. Amazing. Yeah, we're having an event here on Tuesday. Tuesday night, yeah. Wow. I have to email the person who published it. There's so many things going on.
Baruch Hashem.
Thank God. You want the Mishnah?
Yeah, you have the Mishnah? Oh, okay. You want to read the Mishnah?
Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Beis HaMikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos Rabbi Eliezer Omer Rosh Hashanah
Kirigalim.
Yom Kippur, Yom Shabbat.
So that we understand, because they, he thinks that there's no mitzvah simcha in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So, but Atzeres, since it is, it's one of the regalim, there is simcha, it's mevatel. We paskin that what both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are mevatel avelus. Right? No, I don't think it's good. Could be good to be a maker of other, but even independent of that, we paskin that it's mevatel. So, but the din here in Shulchan Aruch by Shavuos is Shoachas lefnei atzeres chashuva kishiva v'atzeres kevin she'im lo hikriv karbonos atzeres v'atzeres yesh lo tashlum kol shiva chashuv kishiva havei yudal u'mashal mein tesayin acher. I mean, you ask a good question. Since we paskin that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is also mevatel, so you see you don't need dafka yontif of shiva as long as there's some kind of simcha. So therefore, so why do you need a halacha? Why does the Shulchan Aruch have to say? Because since it's tashlum kol shiva, even if there be no tashlum kol shiva, still it's since it's a mitzvah simcha on Shavuos as well, it's not. Why should it be worse than a Shoshana Yom Kippur? That's a good question. So let me. I just want to speak a little bit about this halacha, namely that. So why is it that Rosh Hashanah, this halach is quoted? If you look in the Gemara Ma'ariv Katan, there you have Chavdal Amit Beis, Dorish, Chavdal Dorish, Apischa de Benesia, Yom Echad Lefnei Atzer, so it's a Hebekan Yudali.
Yeah, Dorish. What's the word?
I forgot which Amma is it? Reb Amnon ben?
Here it is. Darash Rabbi Anan bar Sasson.
Reb Anan?
Anni bar Sasson. Apitcha de Benesia. Yom Echad Lepnei Atzeres. Ve Atzeres Harikan Arba Asar.
Continue. Shammu Reb
Ami. Shammu Reb Ami ve Ikvid. Amar Atu Tidehi. Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Yoshayahi. Oh, in other words,
you know, that's Yochidish. It's Rabbi Belozer's halacha. Dam Rabbi Belozer be Bashaya. Can keep reading.
Then I have Darash Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Akila Darish Hulusa Yom Echad Lepnei Atzeres VeAtzeres Harikan Arba Asar. Shama Rav Sheshes Sekved Amar Atu Kidehi Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yoshayahi. Dam Rabbi Elazar Amar Yoshayahi. Minay LaAtzeres Sheyesh La Tashlumin Kol Shiva Shneamar Echag Hamtos VeChag Hashavuos.
Right. So, why was it that the Reb Ami, you know, was upset about it? Hikbid Reb Ami. Because after all, they're two different halachas. One, he was saying halacha lagabe tashlumin. He's saying halacha lagabe bitl avelus. So,
also, isn't it just the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Meaning, isn't this halacha?
Right. Well, this is the mocker for this halacha. He's saying.
Oh, he's giving the mocker.
The drasha.
Meaning, the Rabbi Ami is just saying Yom Echad Lepnei Atzeres VeAtzeres Harikan Arba Asar. Isn't that just the Mishnah?
Right. That's already the Mishnah. So he's saying maybe we pass it like that. So maybe that's what that was the chiddush of. What was it, Rabbi Nenu Bar Shoshan, right? Yeah. That is Mevatel Veda, because Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah holds as Mevatel because the Tashlum Kol Shiva. Right, but Bizman Azeh, it's not Mevatel of Avelis, because there's no Tashlum, there's no, right? If you look at the Entoisis, Tosfos Divrei Maskil, was it to Belozer? Tosfos says that v'hodo lo maisi b'raisi to Belozer ben Yaakov the mapik tashlum mi'ukatsim mi'v'karasim u'v'kut u'v'kutzuchem ezu chag shatakore v'kotzebo have your omer zeh chag hashvuos. For omer chag hakotze ezu chag shatachogi v'kotzebo have your omer zeh atzeres. So he says the reason he doesn't make that is because he doesn't know the law. He said the law kama yomim, he loved me the Rebbe Lozer. You know, we wouldn't know how many days to count. You know, this tashlumin, how many days in terms of bitul avelus there. So still, it's in these pshakas. But Rav Abba Shmuel learned the halach of tashlum from a different rasha. The Amar Torah Mane Yama Vekadesh Chodesh Ma Chodesh Leminuyov Afatzeres Leminuyov. Right. So why did the Gemara ask from the drasha of Rav Abba Shmuel? So just interpreted, it seems that according to Rabbi Lozak, Mishachav Beis Amigdash Atzeres Keshabbos, because he holds that the whole din of Tashlumin is simply, it's not that, it's the reality that there's Tashlumin, it's a separate halach of Tashlumin. But coming back to the Chakir we had before, is the Pshat in Tashlumin that it's a separate halach of Tashlumin after the Chag, or the halach of Tashlumin is that as it relates to Korban and Havos Korban, it's still called the Chag, even just like by Pesach, you can bring it all the days of Chol HaMoed. So he holds really it's only halacha of tashlumin. So when you have tashlumin de facto in reality, so then it's a halacha that's mevatel avelus, because then it's considered a chag of 7 days. But nowadays, when you don't have the din tashlumin, because there's no beis hamikdash, there's no kavanos, so therefore it's not mevatel avelus. And according to Rabbanina and Chachamim, even by Zman Azeh, this bitl avelus. Why? Because the tashlumin is exeris akos. The halach of tashlumin is that's part of the chag. In other words, the chag continues as relates to avos kabonos, to the conclusion of the 7 days. So even though nowadays you can't bring the korban, but the kedushas hayom, as relates to avos hakorban, still continues. And maybe this depends on which drasha, because according to Oishir, who learns it as a hekdesh to Chag HaMatzos, to Chag HaShavuos, and especially the way the Rambam phrases, the Ezu Chag Shetachogig, right? Right? So it's still called Shavuos as relates to the Korban. And also the drasha, the Ezu Chag Shetachogig V'Kotzebo, right, and we have a chag that you can continue to do malacha, right? Chag HaTzchotzer, even while it's a chag, because if the other ones, Chol HaMoed of Pesach and Sukkot, malacha is also, which is the chag you can still do it, is namely Shavuos, right? So you see that there's a chaloshem of the yom. Otherwise, what do you mean a chag? It's not the chag. The chag is over. It's just a din tashlumin. So from him also you see that it's a chaloshem in the yom that is still called Shavuos as relates to Avos HaKorban, and therefore it's considered a chag of 7 days, the Mevatel Avelus. Right, now, again, because if it's not the chag, it's not a chag shekakotzebo, it's la'achra chag. So it's not it's still called the chag as relates to Korban. So I just want to point out there's an interesting in Chok Yaakov, it's the beginning of Simon Tafayin Gimel, he paskins a chiddush nifla. What if a person didn't say Shechiyano on Shavuos, right? He says you can say Shechiyano, yeah. This tashlumen for the Shechiyano all seven, to the end of the 7 days.
In the Saratim, I think, in the
he quotes it.
I think I've seen it.
Okay, but this shita that you this tashlumen and shvuas, even after the chag, you see that it's still called the chag. And also, I would assume, the Shechiyano comes because it's a day of simcha. In other words, there is a dimension of simcha still there, because otherwise, what shaykh to have havos kabonos of what of the one of the comments of the Shalmei Shimcha. How can it be Shalmei Shimcha after the Yontif is over? At least this relates to Simcha. Still, there is a dimension of Simcha that at least this relates to Avos Kabonos. And that's where you can make a Shechiyano. But the Shechiyano is a Chiddush. But from that Chiddush, you see one thing. You see that there's a Chol Hashem in the Yom. And also, the Rav Yor quotes The Rav Yota Chiga says, that the minig is that it's also that he holds that we don't say tachnun after doing the days. So there are different minhagim. In yeshivas they do say it. The other places they don't say it. Like Chassidus Shul Kreisen, they never say it. You know. So, but right. But from this ravio, from this minig, and this also Issa Hesper the Tainis doing the, from the, you see that there's aloha of what, of you see that
Simchas Achad,
that Simchas, that there's a dinner, that there's, right, there's something Chaloshem Eliyom in doing the Tashnumin. Yeah.
Lachor, it's more mistaber. The shita that we're now being married from is more mistaber. Why would we ever think in the other shita? Why would we ever think to define a day based on the karbanos? There's a chal shem if we bring the karbanos, but if there is no karbanos, then we don't have a chal shem. Do you ever say such a thing?
I mean, they hold this is what it was in the Mishnah, yeah. Right? You know, I guess he thinks that Teshlum, as I said, because he thinks Teshlumin is only din after the chag. That there is a din tashlum, it shows that there's still some relationship to the chag, I guess, but it's only when de facto that you have the possibility of bringing the korbanos. Right? But I mean, what you're asking is, let's say tashlum, which was mistab, tashlum is not a din of the chag, it's a separate alocha. You can make it off for 7 days. But so what, you know, it's only the reality or the real possibility of bringing it that makes it that it's called a chag of 7 days. Right.
Is Pesach Sheni like
that? Yeah, but Pesach Sheni, I mean, Pesach Sheni is a month later, and it's only 1 day,
right?
Like, so it's not Pesach. You had a lot of chametz and so on. I mean, that's no proof, but. Well, there's a machloikis in general, whether Pesach Sheni is tashlumen of Pesach, or it's just a separate machayev. Like nafkamina, what if he was, you know, wasn't he did, just didn't bring it, right? Or nafkamina, if he be, I mean, if he higdal ben apsochim and so on, does he have an opportunity to make it? All right. So I think there's another nafkamina. I think there's a sheet in the Meiri. You know, there's machloikis in the Gemara whether tashlumen derishin, right, or tashlumen zelazeh, right? The one chigiga. Nafkamina was, let's say I was a chigiga yom rishin, and I'm part of him bringing right a lila regal, and then nispashet cholamoyed, right? Machloikis in the Gemara. Do you bring machloikis in the Meiri? Do you still bring the korban, right? So lechori, that sad that you say tashlumen, that is tashlumen zelazeh, and because it's one mechayiv, even if you didn't bring the first day, you can bring it the second, because it's still yontif. It's not only the first day, and the other days are tashlumen. Offhand, one would think that by atzeres, let's say he was a chiga on the first day of Shavuos, and then it was nespashe afterwards, that everybody would agree that it's only Teshlum and Derishin. Over there, it could be Teshlum and Zelazer because it's Yontif, this Lucius Ayom, but here it's only Teshlum and Derishin. But the, I think I found. I think there's Meiri that says that it's also Teshlum, that Machlekes would apply as well here. But this that may depend on, you know, on this chakira, because if it's what if it's a din in the Shem HaChag, right? So then one then it maybe should also be Tashlum in Zelazer. Maybe. I mean, we pass in La Halacha that in general we pass in that it's Tashlum and Demishin, even by Pesach and Sukkot, so in Tashlum. But I mean, according to that man, the Yama, who is it? It's Machlok Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oishi, I think. in the Gemara Chiya with Tashlum Zilazeh. But your question is a good question. You ask, in Shulchan Aruch he says that Shavuos is because it's, he says, Mechaber says it's because it's called, Yeshla Tashlum and called Shiva, Choshev Keshiva, Hare Yudalid, Umashalayin Tesayin. No, so what does he need that?
I changed my mind. It's not a good question.
So the answer is this: maybe he doesn't need it for the loch of Bitl Avelis.
Right.
He needs it for the loch of Shiva that accounts for 7 days.
Well, I bet he needs it. That's what the subtracting
Shlo. Right. You know, for the loch that's Mvatl Avelis. That would be sufficient, like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Right.
In the Mishnah, they have this cheshmer, it's mevatel, right? He's saying it's mevatel, and the other says no, right? But the mechaber needs it for a different halacha. He needs it that it counts as 7 days shavuos. That's called the yontif of 7 days to knock off from the shloshim. But for the fact that it's mevatel avelus, he doesn't need that, because once you pass the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Mevatel Avelos, then Shavuos is also Mevatel Avelos. You don't need a Yontif of 7 days. As long as it's a day of Simcha, that's enough to Mevatel the Avelos. Right?
Is that assuming that it's a Bittel, not a Melos, automatically? I mean, we said that Hakir, right?
Right. So if you say, I mean, to say that the yontif comes and is but that's how it will happen before you get to the yontif. If it's mavat, you know, whether it's a kimalos or it's just that it's mafsik, which we recorded Machlokes Shani about, the Rav said, I don't know if that would make a difference whether it's Rosh Hashanah or Atzeres in that respect. Whether it's a yontif of Shiva, because all right. Just in the Lushan, and what does it say again in the Mishnah there in White Cotton? Was that in Yutess? When it quotes, let's just read it by Atzer. Where was the Mishnah? And we pass in, and so in us, and we pass in the Panther Contra Megam Leel that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Kirigolim, so Shavuos is also Kirigolim. Right? But, and, right. Okay.
So when Mechaber says, Hare Yud Dalet, does he mean Yud Dalet subtracted from the Shloshim?
Yeah. In other words, the Shiva is subtracted because
right,
it cancels.
Right, is that right?
And then Shavuos itself counts as 7.
But there's still 23 left, right?
No, but then the other days you start counting. You know, Shavuos is called a day, it's double counting. I mean, if you say that Shavuos is a Chag of 7, right? And then the Shavuos itself counts as 7. Yeah. One day of Shavuos counts as 7, and then the next day of Shavuos counts as, you know,
so only have 16.
It's 14, so you start counting, 15 is the next day. That's in Etzisol, right? Even though you're within the Teshlumen. So you get, it's a double count.
So in Pesach,
parsonage deduction, right?
So Pesach would be the same, meaning?
No, Pesach is not the same.
In this sense, that after Pesach, you already have 14 under your
belt. Right.
Right.
But I'm saying Shavuos is better than Pesach.
Better because it's
right.
Like,
because if Pesach, Shavuos cancels the 7. Shavuos itself counts as 7 as 14. Right. And then you keep counting the days after Shavuos, which are within the Tashlumen period. Right.
It's almost a
double count.
For different things, almost like a tart to this. You know,
right.
On one hand you're counting it,
right.
On the other hand you're saying it counts.
Right. But that's the halacha here.
Yeah.
Let's just read it again. Shor Achas Lemnetzeres Cheshuva Kishiva Vatzeres Kevin Shim Lohiku Kabonas, it says, God says, Yeshlo Tishum Kol Shiva, Choshev Kishiva, Hare Yudalud, Umashma Lame Tessayan Acherim. Yom Shani Shah, it says, Olu Mina Hatessayan. Right? So, it counts twice, in a sense. Okay. Shah Achas Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Bafle Menu Gzeres Shiva Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Next halacha, Gzeres Shloshim Mevatel Menu Yom Kippurim, Megaleach Erev Yom Kippurim, Fudin Lekova Meisu B'Shloshim B'Tishrei, Shmegaleach BeErev Yom Kippurim. Because again, Yom Kippur Mevatel the Avelos. Again, but from here we see that from Hashanah Yom Kippur that Mevatel Avelos, that is a din, and that they quote the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, remember, Simchi Yisera, right? Be'enem, where was that Rambam?
In Chanukah.
Right, in Rambam, in Halo.
In Hilchos Chanukah.
Right, you wonder why there's no Halo Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's in Hilchos Chanukah.
Or Megillah, whatever it is.
No, it's in Hilchos Chanukah. Where's the Ram? Perek what? Perekim halachavav. Okay, where's the Ram's lashon?
Aval Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim ein behen halal lefi shehein yemei tshuva v'yira v'fachad lo yemei simcha yisera. That's it.
Lo yemei simcha yisera. But you see, there is some simcha, right? Because the Gemara says that we don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. Sifrei chaim, sifrei meisim, psuchim l'fanav. How can it be that we say halal? So the Rambam is, even because halal is only when it's demonstrative, so to speak, explosive simcha that's represented by Purim not Purim. There's no halal Purim except to quote that maybe. Right? But Chanukah, right? Or Yontif, right? But it is some simcha. I heard this in the Rav, but you know who once told me this? That is simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And tell me this Rambam.
There's also a Yerushalmi or a
Medrash,
he's the Ophia Shal Aloka, that every other judge would judge their people bad, and the people who are being judged were
right.
Judged as black, but Jewish people
are confident in the judgment. Right.
But we said that the Yerushalmi probably holds it, because the Yerushalmi Shiva Oleg is probably sufficient for...
Because of Shabbos.
Because of Shabbos. So we would say that since it's also applicable
I suggested that it's because there's actually Simcha and Shabbos also come to Yerushalmi.
Right.
Because Yerushalmi says, were it not for this...
Right.
It's only E.D. Efsha... The Shiva below Shabbos, but absent that, we would have said that's Mevatel Avelos. Yeah, I mean, it could be. Right. All right. Okay. Then Halacha Yud. Sha Achas Lefnei Yom Kippurim. Botla Mimenu Gzeres Shiva Mimenu Yom Kippurim Gzeres Shlosh Mevatel Mimenu Hachag Lech Be'erev Hachag. Shor Achas Lefnei Hachag V'Hachag Harei Yud Dalud U'Shmini Atzeres Shiva Harei Chof Alad Yom V'Yom Sheni Shil Shmini Atzeres Harei Chof Beiz U'Mashal Aleim Ches Acherim. Right? Okay, if you look here, there's an interesting Pesachei Tshuva. He quotes in Nodi Yehuda. Look in you have it by Ches. Well, it's you want to read it? Like it's a little small. Wait, one second. I am Betshuvas No Dibhuda. Okay.
Because
it's also to spouse anyhow is also Berego, because of the halacha Berego.
She
says, in other words, because you want noyig the halacha of Avelos, because it's not the mantra, so to speak, that you're doing because of Avelos. You're doing it because you're not a shev and cholamoyu. Fisa Yischadish Lano Din Chadash.
The Lorbeinu Tam is really the Mishigal Erev Aregel Mutar Galeah B'Chol Moed. In Kain Mishigil Erev Achag Achar Kach Meisul Meit Shachas Lipnei Achag. Shalazeh Isser Tisporas B'Chol Moed Hu Rak Mitam Shloshim. In Kain Shmini Atzer Sivatel Zera Shloshim Gamrei Behniach Bezerchiyun Mishum Tikbara Lochuku B'Kach Vayim B'Chuvah B'Demas.
Right. In other words, he's saying, let's according to Lorbeinu Tam. If you shaved before, you took a haircut before the regel, and there's a need to take it again, it would be mutter really, because the only reason is that they acid, you know, disperse chalamoid, so you shouldn't leave share menuvah b'chag, and you leave it for the chag. But if you actually, you know, took a hair before meikra din, it would be mutter, right? Only it's a, and even we who say that it's us, it's only shelo yomru shikabaisa, right? Because people won't know. Right, that's where the Rav held mikra din really, that if a person nowadays is just clean shaven and he shaved before yontif, right? So right, if he shaved before yontif, the Rav held that you can shave chalamoy. On the contrary, he held
you
say you could because of covered avegel, right? And if you look, the Moshe finds an Igris Moshe really has the same tshuva. Just he doesn't go so far as to say, he says, you know, he finds a heter, though, you know, but according to the Rav, it's not just you can find a heter and, you know, but the evidence if you can do it, according to the Rav L'Chatchil, you should do it if you're clean shaven.
Even Rav Shtermach has a tshuva, struggled with it and gave a lot of weight to that. At the end, he said, you know, every other time, he ended up the other side, but he gave a lot of.
Right.
Not to, he quote the rock, right. But he did the whole.
Right, but that's there. Right. But that's this Rabbeinu Tam that he's quoting here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Shmini Atzeres gets. What I'm saying is, why does Shmini Atzeres get the double count? It looks like there's no shim, because it looks like Shmini Atzeres is counting for.
Because it's regel b'fnei atzma.
Right, but what's the shame? We're getting to 21. How are we getting to 21? We're taking Shmini Atzeres and we're giving it.
Oh, that's a good question.
We're giving it 7. There's no Tashlumin. There's no Korban Chagiga. There's no Shem Chage.
Right.
So why are we struggling with Atzeres to give it because of the Tashlumin?
Hare Yudal Shmini Atzeres Shiva Hare Chof Aleph. That's a good question. Because we said, what do you have to. Since Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Vatal Avelos, right? So, right. So the mechaber we said needed the halacha of tashlumin only for the count, but without the tashlumin, it would only count as one day.
7.
Right. No, but here he says it counts as 7 shmini atzeres, even though there's no tashlumin for shmini atzeres.
Right.
Shmini atzeres is the last day of tashlumin for sukkahs. That's a good question. Oh, I don't know. It's a good question. Good question. In other words, Shemini Atzeres, there's no Tashlum for Shemini Atzeres. Right. And still accounts for seven in terms of the Cheshbon of the Shloshim. So why is that?
If you want to say the regular payouts, but okay, counts for seven, then why do you have to go come to the whole Tashlum and Shavuos?
Right. That's a good question. Let me think about that for a second. Then not Yehuda answer because it's only mevatel. Shmini Atzeres is not mevatel because you were not noig shloshim during the Chol HaMoed because that's that you weren't shaving. All those things are subsumed under the Suya Hachag of Chol HaMoed, right? That's his answer. He says it could be an afkamina. Then that's his chiddush, right? We said I quoted from the Rav that the reason is Shmini Atzeres, the Simcha Shmini Atzeres is not its own Simcha. It's the simcha of Sukkot, right? I quoted also. I told it to the Rav. He liked it. That you know, from the Goyim, Vayisa Ach Shamer. The Goyim asks, the Rabbis, you know, Vayisa Ach is always a meat. It's not a ribus. As but Rav simcha on Shmini Atzeres. So the Goyim says means Vayisa Ach Shamer. It's a meat. All the other halachas of Sukkot, namely Dalet Minim and Sukkah, don't apply. But this halach of simcha does apply. That's Vayisa Ach Shamer. But from the Goyim's the way the Goyim interprets the drasha, you see that the simcha is the simcha of Sukkot. So that's why it's not mevatel shloshim, right? Because it's not a new simcha, it's the same simcha of Sukkot. But why should it then? But it counts still for seven because it's a regel b'fnei atzma, at least leinyan pazer kashav. So then why shouldn't Shavuos, we ask, because we said what? Shavuos also should count for seven. Because it's a, I mean, how? Where's the seven in Shemini Atzeres? You don't have the Tashlumin. Then it should knock off seven from, subtract seven from the Shloshim.
But Shavuos also knocks off two sevens.
Shavuos knocks off two, correct.
So why look at it from the second seven that knocks off? Maybe Shemini Atzeres is more similar to the first seven that Shavuos is able to, i.e., the Bittul Avelus.
No, but what we were saying is. You asked the question, right? Why is it that Shavuos is worse than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So Tosef Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Mevatel Avela, so Shavuos should also be Mevatel Avela. Why do you have to have the reason of the Tashlumen that there's Tashlumen after Shavuos? Right. So we said, maybe Echonami, at the Bittul Avela, that you don't need that, because that's like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You need that if Tashlumen is considered a Chag of 7 days, right? Unless we say like this, that is called a chag of 7 days because it's part of the chag, and coming back to your question about Shemini Atzeres, because but if Shavuos didn't have Tashlumin, it's not there's no number seven attached to it in any way, right? But if you say that Shemini Atzeres is attached to Sukkot, right, but it's somehow it's still chag b'fnei atzmo as it relates to certain things, so it still has a Sukkot dimension of seven, right? And therefore it counts for 7 days. Also, you know, it has, since it's a Chag B'fnei Atzma, as relates to Pazer Kasav, but it's also, you know, Shemini Atzeres is a dual holiday. It's Sukkot, it's Shemini Atzeres. So it also, and therefore it's a hyphenated Sukkot Shemini Atzeres. So therefore it also has, it counts for seven because it has, the seven it gets is not because it's regular B'fnei Atzma. The segel it gets is because it's a Sukkot holiday. I mean, we're cutting it on both sides doing this, of course. I don't know if that's... In other words, it's regular thing atzma. If it wasn't regular thing atzma, it wouldn't be anything. It's just like one of the days of Sukkot, right? But it's a regular thing atzma within Sukkot, and therefore it's still, you can't say that it's not like Rosh Hashanah, it's a one-day holiday. It's not a one-day holiday. It's an extension of a seven-day holiday. So it counts for seven in terms of knocking off the days and the count, but it doesn't count, according to, I'm just saying, based on what the Rav said, it's since the Simcha is the Simcha of Sukkot, it doesn't knock off the Avelus. I mean, your question is a good question.
also don't know, because if Rosh Hashanah and Kippur were not in proximity to Sukkot, we don't know if we would have taken seven off the Shloshim or not. Meaning it's never, it doesn't, right? Do we take seven off the Shloshim for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur?
We don't. It's Mevatel the Shiva.
We don't, because it doesn't matter.
Like we have Rosh Hashanah Yom
Kippur. Maybe that we would have, but it just doesn't matter.
Chashuvin Kiragolim Levatel Ha'Avelos.
It's never relevant, because Sukkot would be. Because once it's Mevatel Shiva, it's never relevant. You'll never get more than.
Right, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, actually, you're right.
Kippur is
Mevatel Shiva.
No, you'll never get. He's saying like this. It doesn't make a difference, because if it was before Rosh Hashanah, right, it knocks off the Shiva. Yom Kippur is going to come within 10 days and knock off the Shloshim. So whether it would count to seven or not count to seven, it doesn't make a difference. Shloshim is going to come off anyway because of Yom Kippur.
And then Sukkot.
If you died before
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, so Sukkot is going to come Mevatel the Shloshim.
I don't understand.
No, I'm just saying. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We're saying that doesn't count as 7 days, right? But whether it counts as 7 days or not is actually irrelevant, because once Rosh Hashanah comes and cancels the Shiva, 10 days later Yom Kippur is coming and is going to vatal the Shloshim. So even if Rosh Hashanah counted as seven towards the Shloshim, you never get to, wouldn't make a difference because the Shloshim is coming off anyhow, and even right for Yom Kippur, this.
Well, we see from Yom Kippur though, no? Meaning.
No, because Sukkot is going to come.
No, but it's, for those 3 days until Sukkot, it's still, there's no Shloshim. There's no Shloshim.
Why?
Chas v'shalom, the verse was Nifter on Rosh Hashanah. So then it's 1 plus, theoretically, 7, then plus 10 is 18. And then.
But it cancels the Shloshim. There's nothing after it. Right,
so, meaning, but why? Isn't that proof that it doesn't take off 7? I don't understand that.
No, let's say it did take off 7, Rosh Hashanah. Even if it took off 7, you'd still be in the middle of the Shloshim. It only takes off seven. It doesn't take the whole Shloshim off.
Oh, we're talking about seven from the beginning of Avelis?
No. The Shiva, for sure it knocks off, right? Now we're talking about does it count knock off also, like Atzeres, right? It takes off seven, it cancels the Shiva, plus it counts itself as 7 days towards the Shloshim, right? What would be Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? No, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur doesn't count for towards the Shloshim. But it doesn't make a difference anyhow, because the Shloshim, right? So he wouldn't tell you a halacha that it counts towards that, because he's telling you how many days afterwards would you still have to be knowing the Shloshim. Whether it counts for seven, doesn't count for seven, it's going to count, the Shloshim will extend till Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur, like if it was before Shana, will cancel it, or if it was before Yom Kippur, the Shiva was, cancel the Shiva, then Sukkot will cancel the Shloshim. But presumably it doesn't. Now the question is, so why is it that Shemini Atzeres counts for seven, after all the reasons Shavuos counted for seven? This is George's question. Since the reason Shemini Atzeres counted, the reason Shavuos counted as seven towards the what do you call it?
The Shloshim.
The Shloshim is because there was this Tashlumin, right? But that Tashlumin you don't have by Shemini Atzeres, and still Shemini Atzeres counts as seven towards the Shloshim. Right? Because you're in the midst of Shloshim, and we're starting to count it. It doesn't cancel it, but it counts towards the Shloshim.
Maybe we could say like this. We needed the Tashlumin in order to make it the Regel. Shavuos. We needed the Tashlumin to make it the Gzeira Shav. We needed to make it the Regel. So Shmini Yatzaris was already considered a Regel, but Ne'atzor didn't need the Tashlumin. So it already has the Shem Regel on it, so it automatically gets the seven. Shavuos only gets it because of the. It's Tavoy, the Tashlumin, according to the Mandamar. And the,
mm-hmm. Say it again?
Mm-hmm. Only Machmas Tashlumin that Shavuos gets the shame regel that it has, for it to be a regel b'fnei atzmo.
What is this, Shavuos?
Yeah.
But why Shavuos, the question, why is it worse than Shon Yom Kippur? Shavuos is worse than Shon Yom Kippur. There's Mitzvah Simcha on Shavuos, one of the Gimel Golem.
So, we said Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it doesn't count for Sabbath. Right, so that's what it says. So it doesn't get the extra Sabbath, right? It doesn't count twice, so it is better than Rosh Hashanah. Right. As a Mitzvah Simcha, clearly, greater Simcha, you say Rosh
Hashanah. So we said you need the Tashkum
and Tashkum. So what I'm saying is maybe what the Mechaber is saying, what we're saying is that it's the Tashlumin that makes it a Regel Bifnei Atzmo in order to be able to get that extra seven. Shmini Atzeres already, because maybe Gzeres HaKasuv is a Regel Bifnei Atzmo and doesn't need the, this, it has nothing, it has a Shame Regel already on it without a Tashlumin, doesn't need it.
No, but I'm saying, Shmini Atzeres is not. It's a chiddush lein pasach kasav. It's regel b'fnei atzmo, even though it's in the middle of Sukkot, right?
Right.
But it's not more regel b'fnei atzmo than Shavuos. It's mamish regel b'fnei atzmo.
But maybe it's mamish. Maybe it's the tashlumin that causes it to be the regel b'fnei atzmo.
How could Shmini Atzeres be more of a regel b'fnei atzmo than Shavuos is a regel b'fnei atzmo? That was.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. Yeah. What I was trying to say is that Shavuos needs the Tashlumin to make it to be considered like seven. Shmini Atzeres doesn't need to be, once it's a regel b'fnei atzmo,
because it's kashav,
it's also tied to Shavuos, so it becomes.
It always carries seven with it.
Because it's part of Sukkot, it's also right. Seven. I mean, so it's also, so to speak, gets a double counting like Shavuos, right? Because it's getting the seven, because
it's seven Shavuos. Reverse.
Right, but in reverse. Right. Right. Okay, let's continue. Hakova es meso shor achas lifnei havegel. Also shor. Okay. I want to just tell you a vort on of Hudi's engagement. And just tell me if I told it to you before, stop me, okay? Why is it, and this is a vort from the Rav.
The Sokol was lifted. The bias was this afternoon.
Sheldon Sokol. Sheldon Sokol was he was the head of the business affairs. He's the one who kept this yeshiva solvent for all the years during Dr. Lamb's time before. He knew where every penny was. He loved the yeshiva. Then after Dr. Lamb's term, he was let go. And then we know where the yeshiva's finances are now. Sad. It was a very dedicated.
Thank you.
Anyhow, what I want to say is, why isn't it that we don't make a Shechiyanu on Sefiras HaOmer? Right? So we know the one who asked this question was the Balamor at the end of Pesachim. And the Balamor gives an answer because, presuming the Balamor holds that Sfir B'Zmanazer is only Drabonim, because we don't have a Korban HaOmer, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So he says that the Sfir is Zechela Agmas Nafshenu V'Chuba Beis Mikdashenu Beis Mikdashenu, and therefore you can't say a Shechianu. I think, and the Rav suggested that that's one of the reasons for the Avelus during the Sfir period. It's not only because of the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, it's because inherent the Sefira also reminds us about the Chulin, right? That's why we say, after the Rav said, that's why we say, after we count the Sefira, we say the Rachman, Yeshivana Beis Amin, Henry Miyamenu, that Rachman is because it's Zechet the Chulin, and we therefore want to rebuild the Beis Amikdash. That's what the Baal HaMor says. And according to this, it would seem that this, the Avelus, or the meaning should be, which is the meaning of the Ari, that it's throughout the Sefira period. Mm-hmm. I think Chabad does like that, right? Except Lag BaOmer is an exception, of course, you know, because the Kiris Tamid and stopped dying. But the Rav gave a different answer based on the Sefer Chinuch, which is relevant to Hudi today. And that, the Rav said it's because, what does Shechiyanu mean? Shechiyanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, that we've reached, we say a special bracha, having had it, we've reached this goal. Right? But the Rav said, if you look in Sefer Chinuch, the count of the Sefira, it's in anticipation of Matan Torah, right? We've come out, but we haven't reached the goal yet. So how can we say the beginning of the Sefira, Shechiyanu, no, the goal is still ahead of you, right? So that's why you don't say Shechiyanu. That was the Rav's reason. I think very pretty reason. So I was thinking, based on what the Rav said, why is it that on Erisin, why don't we make a Sefira, because Erisin, why don't we make a Shechiyanu? The Chashan should make a Shechiyanu. So I was thinking, so actually they asked this question, so the Shach talks about it, and you know, I think the Gilya Mashur answered, because maybe Erisin's not a mitzvah, it's only a Hechsher mitzvah, but we know according to the Rambam, Erisin, because the Rambam says that because Erisin's a bikkus a mitzvah, that the Rambam thinks that the Kedushin itself is a mitzvah, getting married, right? Not just a Hechsher mitzvah. So I was thinking maybe with what the Rav said, because the Shechiyanu is you know, we haven't yet reached the goal. The goal in marriage is not just giving the ring. It's, you know, as it's the relationship, and as it, you know, as it grows and extends and deepens, it's always an anticipation, and that's why we don't make a Shechiyanu. It's, you know, Kedushin, the mitzvah of Kedushin doesn't end with giving the ring. The mitzvah of Kedushin, like Sefiras HaOmer, it's establishing family and so on. So it's always ahead of you, as it is with you, Rudy. Okay.
I'll make sure not to say Ariat.
Okay. So let's just do just another two halachs. Okay, and we'll stop here. Koves meso shor achas lifne haregel. Also shor the haregel chshuvin ki yudali, right? Which we know, right? Counts as 14, knocks off to 7, and right. Umiyad ach haregel yesh lo din shavua. Shlishi le'inyan shiyoshev b'mkomo ve'eno medaber. Okay, the Shach says we're not knowing like that. Next,
b'mkomo. Practically, quick question.
Yeah.
What does it mean? Meaning kovar es meso and then taking off his shoes. Theoretically, if he, let's say, it was very little time, taking off his shoes would count as.
Right. He has to do something of the kima velos. So taking off the shoes is sufficient.
Yeah, presumably though this covers a shmur krovot too.
Right.
Not just a kovar meso. He's using the language kovar meso, but it should
be. Right. Yeah, shmur is the same as kovar meso.
Any kima velos wouldn't be market?
Yeah. No. Any nir avelos even would be sufficient. But it has to be some nir we can say at least. You know, something demonstrative. That's the more with more than sochem and more cotton. You know that, by even by Shmuel Krover, Shmuel Rechoker, that he has to at least take off his shoes or something. Okay. B'mkama she'oshim shnei yom tovim nechutzlos mishemesh lo meis b'yantiv sheni shuyantiv ha'achon shel Pesach o shel Chag o b'yantiv sheni shel Atzeres. V'kavu bo b'yom noeg bo avelus, hol v'hem yontav sheni midivrehem, v'avelus yom rishon, shu yom misa u'gfura shel Torah, yitcha ase shel divrehem, v'ne ase shel Torah. Aval imeis, right, this is because avelus is diraisis rabbonon, so it sets us, Aval imes biyantiv sheni. So then, what will halach? The halach will be that Ram Shabbatzin Arnoi. Aval imes biyantiv sheni shalosh Hashana for kavu bo bayom eno noeg bo avelish shebeis hayomim kiyom avachem b'med amuvim b'shivim mesim. The Shiv Mesem for Russian Batavish Shirakoyim et Tamalahem. Ava Osam Shahosifu Alem, Kiddi Isa Besimin Shun Ein, Dashneas and others are, you know, with Nehemes, Ein Avalusim Elmit Rabbana, Lafikach, Eno Noyag, Noyag Alehem. Avelus Bishum Yontif. The field of Osim Shamanu Shinoig Avelus Beyontif Shani, Eno Koreva, Olam Nogun Shalulis Abel Beyontif Shani, Shalgolius Al Shum Mace, Afilu Hu Yontif Yom Misa Ukfura. So, and Ramos says, the sovereign Kedasa Omen Shain Shum Avelus Devisa, the Chain Hamigri Poshuk Vain Lashanos. Right? So we're going to come back to this. What's the halach in terms of
Tosfos?
Wait, did I miss? Okay. So we're going to come back to this. You know, the Ramah says we don't do this because we hold that Avelis is only Drabon. The Ram holds that Avelis is divisive, but even this halach would only be on Yontif Sheni if there was actually kvura, because it has to be on Miso kvura, right? Or at least, we still count Yontif Sheni towards the count of Shiva, right? Let's say the kvura was Cholamoyed, it still counts towards the Mechavan, and is talking about the actually Niyug Avelis. So that we don't do. Okay, you know, so we'll come back to this. Clean that the next week, okay? Start with this.